Wenn er bring a cup of tea. That can be done at all. Good morning and bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. สิ่งน่ากลัวแบบน่ารักแต่ความไม่อยากตายมันที่น่ากลัว
ไล่ talk about exist or non exist one thing or no one thing. Like you don't want to dieYou don't want to die. But if you think about dying, it's something good for Dhamma. It's not fearful, you know, talking about dying. People don't want to talk about it. Talk about death or dying, but.It's something that we do in meditation, so it's kind of a wonderful thing, you know, to when you contemplate on dying. Is not something fearful, you know. When you see many other people, many friends, many loved ones, you know, then you see them, then you let you let, you know. If you stay together, you meet each other, then you just once a while, then you just let. You don't stay together. So,
ถ้าเราสมมติว่าเรามาเพื่อพระเจ้าให้เรามาอยู่ในโลกเนี้ยแล้วพระเจ้าเรียกเราคืนเราจะดีใจได้ซ้ำไปว่าเออดีพระเจ้าคืนได้ดีนะเราจะได้กลับไปบ้านเก่าเราจะเป็นอย่างนั้นนะ
Oh, if God is the creator, God created us, you know, to be born in this world, then probably God wants you to go back to stay with Him. Probably you'll be glad after a long journey.
ฉะนั้นการปฏิบัติเรียนรู้อันนี้แหละมันรู้ความจริงว่าการมาการไปมีอยู่ในเนี่ยสภาวะบางทีมันก็ไม่ได้ไปได้มาตรงนั้นแหละหลายคนบอกพระเจ้าอยู่ที่ไหนอยู่ทุกคนทุกแห่งนะครับอยู่ทุกคนทุกแห่งเราก็ต้องไปก็ต้องมาไม่ได้ผ่านอยู่ทุกคนทุกแห่งไม่ได้ผ่านไม่ผ่านนักการไม่มาก็ดีว่ากันไม่เหนื่อยต้องไปต้องมา
like coming and goingIt always happen, it's normal. But if you believe that God is everywhere, you know, then you don't have to find God in the church or in somewhere, you know, because it's as same as Nibbana. You can see, you can taste Nibbana any moment, anywhere, anytime. So people who attain Nibbana is in the state of no come, no go. There's no feeling of coming or going. It is suchness or such that.
ความไม่อยากตายน่ากลัวคนกลัวไม่อยากตายเพราะนั่นเองนะอยากไม่อยากก็ต้องเจอเดี๋ยวก็ได้กำไรแล้วล่ะชีวิตแต่ละคนมันอยู่มานานแล้วได้กำไรแล้ว
When we fear, when we fear of death, we don't want to die. It's a kind of suffering.It's fearful for everybody, but it, he said it's cute. It's cute. It's good charm. It's opposite of what other people think. So you don't have to.To live in fear.
มันก็เราจะนอนหลับเนี่ยไม่เห็นใครตกใจสักคนเลยโอ้ยเจอจะหลับแล้วเจอไม่มีมันอยากกวนกูจะหลับแล้วจะหลับเมื่อคนเวลาจะป่วยไข้เวลาจะจบชีวิตมันก็จะเลยไม่ยอมทรมานเลยครับร่างกายทรมานคนเป็นโรคมะเร็งโอ้ย
Dying is like you sleeping. You're not afraid of going to sleep. So why be afraid of dying? So when you are sick, it's also normal. It's you cannot get away from it. And you can be with it.
คนเป็นอมตะมันตายเพื่อตายเลยเรื่องคนป่วยเรื่องพยาบาลมันไม่รู้สึกอะไรหมดนะอย่างโรคประสาทใช่ไหมแปดปีอ่ะไปไม่มาแล้วโรคประสาทไม่เห็นจะปวดท้องทรมานเส้นเลือดเป็นสมองแตก
Like many people who got stroke or body paralyzed, just the brain still work. Like Lungpo Cha, the kind of famous great master, Nodis, he had paralyzed like over 8 years. He went to visit him andHe couldn't do it. He just lie down.
Oh, one. ต้องทำอะไรแล้วไม่เป็นแม่มาแล้ว
and he didn't complain
สบาย
he didn't say it
มันก็หุ่นนะ
so it's like being a staff you know
ดีอะแต่สายยาที่ว่าเนี่ยคือข้าวที่แกะนะเพิ่มเติมต้องดูเพราะว่า
take food by the soup
มาขี่มาถ่ายมาเยี่ยม
He was not skinny.
The sthava that we practice, we see from who to who, we see there. Time, thinking, time, dream, 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 dream,
dream, dream, dream, dream, dream,Even by we are sleeping, we dream. Sometimes we dream a lot that we don't feel that we are asleep. I don't know what to talk about. You want me to?Elaborate. So, to experience from this practice is step by step. Before that, it's like you are in the.You get stuck in the stream of thought, of feeling most of the day. You are trapped all the time, whether by ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. When you practice, you develop self-awareness more and more than you.If you clear your skeptical doubt about the practice, why we have to do this, then you have no question about what's the cause, what's the deity, what's the hell or heaven, or supposition, samut.We will know everything I know about samut or relative truth from this practice, and you know what is the sacred thing, what is the law, what is the rule, what is the people created, you know, name it.Many superstition, you know, superstitious thing that ego attached to because of no wisdom, they don't see the truth. So even after you know a little bit from developing self-awareness, you know rup nam, know body action, my action, you know,anicca, dukkha, anatta, impermanent, unbearable, suffering, not self, or uncontrollable. Then you know all supposition. Then you know what is the sin or merit. Not just from what other people told you. You know it yourself.Like Lung Po Tien said, religion is you. You are religion. Everybody is religion. It's not about a church, about material thing in the outside. And Buddhism is about awakened mind, about developing sati, samadhi, panya. So without a mindfulness or samadhi and panya,Buddhism is just like other religion is just not the technique to get to the end of suffering. So we do this, we will get all, you know. You will have mindfulness, you will have the right samadhi, right concentration, and true wisdom. You can, your mind can be purified only through wisdom, not by performing ceremony or like in monk like to do ceremony, they will chant or do something, put spells, and then they just spring up. They take a little holy water. If you get sick properly, you get cured. But they just drop the you know, the candle eye on that. And it looked dirty for me. But they do it, and the people just like it. Put in the head and wash in the face or something. People believe. So when believe it, they kind of get that kind of psychology. Believe it, that it can help. But that's that is not our refuge. So when you have samadhi, you have panya, then you have the highest refuge in yourself. You don't have to go to worship material thing, even, yeah, Buddha statue is a supposition. Lumbodian, he got only a little, tiny Buddha statue in his temple. Ajanda said when he got there, he didn't see it. He didn't notice the Buddha statue. It's very small. He just kept it from roughly from the wood. He doesn't want to make deal of Buddha special. Like now they become a business, you know, selling Buddha statue all over, whether golden or concrete or wood or whatever. I saw on the road service just his head, and they shame it. They shame him so that it won't be stolen. Yeah, Buddha statue. Where it's just the top to his head.
Where
on Road 7. I didn't see it now, but many years ago I saw it.
Oh, you mean up by the restaurant there?
Road 7 somewhere near Wilton.
Somebody must have stolen it.
Stole the chain.
Yeah.
They wanted a chain.
So we have it for some people who like to see what the Buddha look like, but it's not the real Buddha. It's just a supposition. So Buddha said, "One who see Dhamma, see Buddha, or see me. One who see not Dhamma, see not the Buddha." Even though he's sit or stay with him or catch him, grab his finger, but if he doesn't see Dhamma, he's far away from the Buddha. So it's not physical. It's not Buddha in history. So you can see Buddha within yourself. When you have mindfulness, when you see Dhamma, it's not. So the Buddha doesn't belong to anyone. It belongs to someone who discovered or who see it. So even now you can, as long as you follow the path, like the Eightfold Path, or you practice according to four grounds of mindfulness, awareness of body movement, or contemplate on body, mindfulness of seeing, feeling, seeing thought, seeing our mind, and seeing the law of Dhamma, four grounds of mindfulness. So you can practice and until you can see you make progress, then you drop more thought, drop more defilement, kilesa, from crude defilement, anger, revulsion, greed, you can drop it. Then you can see thought. Then you can see the median, defilement, and the fineness. Then you will be completely liberated. So that's part of purification. So you cannot purify your mind, you cannot be liberated just by sitting still without wisdom, or just be calm or sitting many hours. It doesn't help you that much. Any question?
Chanda said something in the beginning about family coming and going. Was he talking about after death? You know, it comes with referring to death, or when you practice more and there's no attachment. I think he was referring to death.
By the man putting like a type in there, they
were excited.
Yeah, okay.
เอาปัจจุบันเนี่ยไม่ไปไม่มาเป้าหมายเราคือไม่ไปไม่มาไม่เกิดไม่ตายแล้ว
it's like the our state of mind when you get to the end of suffering it's no come no go it's no self no self to come to go you know it's empty of self so it's everything is just suchness, just like that. It's no duality, no feeling of positive, negative, no
doubt.
It's so it's sometimes called deathless, or immortal. So it's like you are sick, you are very anxious, you are afraid, and you have self to to be afraid. But if you accept it and you just say it's okay to get sick, and you go see a doctor and you feel better.
ไม่ปวดไม่ไข้ไม่เก็บไม่ตายก็เนี่ยเป้าหมายที่เราสำคัญที่สุดจะต้องทุกคนเองไม่เป็นอย่างของพวกของพี
่ Shall we compare the body sickness and our mind when we it's a spiritual disease, anger, delusion, greed, jealousy, stress, anxiety.So we call spiritual disease. So the Buddha is the great doctor of curing spiritual disease. So we apply, we use this kind of medicine, Dhamma medicine, to cure spiritual disease. then you have no disease, no death, no fear. No doubt, no question. Yeah, you can have question. I'm not an exchange.
Conversation stuff.
So when we are going to have the five-day retreat?
No, we're doing a weekend retreat next, November 21, 22, 23.
Oh. I ask because actually and on that geez, we come to spend like 10-day retreat during Thanksgiving. And those twin sisters?
Yes.
They'll be coming with her mother.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's the 27th, so it'll be the weekend before that, if there's a weekend retreat. So they can make it as long as they want to. Mm-hmm. Anyone wants to sign up, just email us and let us know for the weekend retreat. You can go to the time of day. You can also do part of the retreat if you want to, but it includes breakfast Saturdays, lunch Sunday, dinner Sunday, Saturday night, and then breakfast lunch on Sunday. Sometimes people just do the one day.
Come to joy one day, 2 days. It's normal, you know, for doing like a few days or 7 days.
We also have the 1 day retreat on November 1st, so that's a good start.
Your people are very concerned about having soft bed, mat. But I mean the Asian people, we just sleep on the hard floor.
So you need soft beds.
Yeah.
This is making merit in your mind. Oh, very tough.
That's how easy to organize like a 7 day retreat for like 100-200 people camping on the ground with the tent. And they have like just rice soup served in the morning or something, yeah, a little bit. So it's easy to cook for 10 people.
It's gonna gong you in just a second.